This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. September the 8th is where we are. This is the DJV program, and we're all together. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm here. The situation, I find it very interesting to think ahead, because it doesn't do any good to look in the rearview mirror, because, okay, what can we do about what's in the past? And I wonder about, I wonder out loud if we are ever going to be or find some semblance of what it, quote unquote, used to be. People are so crazy, so sensitive, so overcooked or overworked when it comes to criticizing others. Trump campaign, somebody on it mocking Joe Biden for being in the cemetery with some of his family, where his son and his wife, why would anybody get involved in that? And then I look at the situation with a radio host in Pittsburgh. Her name is Wendy Bell, who has been taken off the air because she said on the air last Friday that people who vandalize public property should be shot on sight by rangers or snipers. And then she mimicked the sound of a gun firing. I think about where it is. Where is our head? Why is it that our heads, either collectively or individually, are in these places? And then, you know, do we just let it go? Do we talk about it? Do we think it's foolishness? Looks like Joe Biden's had another hair transplant. Should we talk about that? Is that important? what predicates, what determines what's important is what I would ask you ladies as we get started in this hour of the DJV program. What is it that's important, and how do we, for ourselves, because this is such an individual thing, the idea of what is important to us and how we decide what's important. And does it just have to do with the political, the public landscape, or in your own life? How do you decide what's important to you? I think that's a very important question and worth a few minutes of our time. So, Jennifer, you had hopefully a nice Labor Day and rested, relaxed, ready to go. What do you think? What is it that predicates your own priorities? And what do you see or what do you think when somebody gets picky, as I'm suggesting some of this stuff that I just mentioned? Just being picky in the light of eternity, what difference does any of it make?
Well, I think that the news media is trying to find, I think the news media goes for whatever they think is salacious and is going to get hits, and it doesn't necessarily matter if it's true or not.
So then it isn't really the news media.
Well, no, I don't think it has been for a really long time. I think for us in our own lives, I think what resonates with us are probably based on our own personal experiences. I think that's why some people are pick up on some stories and some people pick up on other stories, because it's based on what we've experienced in our own lives. So I don't know. I don't think there's like a prescription as to what's important. I think what's important to you is going to be different to what's important to me based on what our hot button issues are. I think you're going to pay more attention to certain stories because of where you're coming from than I will. And I think, unfortunately, we've gotten ourselves in a position where we're in not only a 24-hour news cycle, but I mean, it's times 10. I mean, you've got it on social media. You've got it everywhere you look. You turn on your phone, you turn on your television. I mean, you turn on your radio, whatever it is. You've got influences that are coming in trying to tell you news, and they're the ones who are deciding what is that news, and they're trying to get to know their demographic probably and manipulate it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Victoria? Strong feelings about anything that's in the mix here?
Strong feelings, Not really. No. I think that, you know, like Jen said, people gravitate towards what they want to hear a lot of times. So they'll seek out news sources that will feed their own thoughts and, you know, edify their own theories about things or their own feelings. So I don't know. I don't really have strong feelings about that. Going back to your original question about how I decide what's important to me, I trust my heart and my gut, and that's how, you know, I go with those feelings of what is a priority in my life. And, it, you know, 9 times out of 10, it ends up being personal relationships. That's what means the most, whether it's my family or you guys or my friends. Those are the things that mean the most to me.
Does it change depending on events? I think what I'm now, I didn't start with this in my mind, but because I didn't talk about this during this hour of the show yesterday, and Jennifer wasn't here, but what occurred in my life on Thursday afternoon last week, it did change some of my reflexology, and when I say reflexology, I'm talking about my reflections on where I've been and where I'm going and what I do. And for those who don't know the story, very quickly, I had what's called a TIA last Thursday afternoon, which is a very mild, very quick in-and-out stroke of sorts, where I was reading something on my computer screen, and I'm looking at words, and I don't understand what the words mean. I don't even understand what's in the sentence. And that went on for a few seconds, and then I was talking to somebody on the phone with regard to this same thing that I was trying to get done, and I was thinking things, but what was coming out of my mouth wasn't what was in my mind. It was it wasn't gibberish, but it was an abbreviation, shall we say, of what I was trying to express. And it went in a minute and a half or so, it was gone. So I thought to myself, what am I going to do about this? What should I do? And I called Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist and a very close friend and a very important part of this program. And I said, I explained what happened. He said, right to the hospital. So I drove myself to the hospital, and people thought that was crazy. But I didn't feel it. After it was over, I kind of didn't feel anything. A little lightheaded, but not anything serious. So I went into the hospital and started with the routine checks and stayed the night and had a lot of checks the next day. MRIs, MRAs, the neurologist was there, cardiologist was there. You name the expertise, they were all there checking me out. Found absolutely nothing. Zero. When you have these TIAs, usually the evidence of what happens goes, and that's what makes them kind of, scary is the right word, but it makes it hard to predict. But I've been bragging for years, kind of, somebody my age not on meds, very rare, and now I'm on meds because there are a couple of things that need to be addressed in my systemic approach to what my body is telling me. So, you know, it caused a lot of time in terms of me wondering about what I'm doing. Is it important? Shall I keep doing it? Should I do the radio program? Should I do the farm? Should I live my life as I have and just know that it's been modified somewhat? I dare say many of you, if not most of you, have had these challenges in your life, and whether you took them seriously or not, I guess, is the question. So I'm taking this stuff seriously. And when I look around at the things that are important, and I look at all of this drivel, and this isn't new, really, for me, but maybe I'm underscoring it even more, what I want to do with our time here on this program is not to spend time on drivel, unless it's fun drivel. And who's going to determine what's fun? I think the three of us together, we all know each other. We all know that it's, you know, there are things upon which we can all agree and things that we are, you know, we go our separate ways on. But the stuff that really doesn't, I don't want this program to stand for drivel. And maybe unless I think it's fun drivel. Does that make sense? The drivel of every day worrying about what this person says. What does that source say about Trump? Or what does this guy say about Biden? Or what about the rest of them? We don't need to be that here. We can be something else. Let people get that stuff from other sources if they think they need it or they want to have it. I want to be a bridge between what the present is and the future will be. and talk about stuff. For example, over the Labor Day weekend, looked like the numbers were improved when it comes to travel and tourism, even though the news media keeps pounding away at how many people are getting the virus and it's bad because of this and gatherings have caught. But they don't really tell you that even if people get it, and then here's the, this is the separating point. If you get it, you're not likely to really have any serious consequences unless there is some, and nobody seems to be able to figure this out. Victoria and I were talking about this yesterday, Jennifer. There's some ramification to your heart if you get a certain type of, you know, this thing has changed and mutated so many times, but there's some type, there's one of the mutations, if it gets into your system, it can do a number on your heart. Mm-hmm. So how do we know that? And where do we come down and, see, I'm not for shutting everything down. I think everything needs to be open. I think people should be responsible and wear masks. I think that personal distancing is important. But I also think that we've done a serious number, an unnecessarily serious number on our economy and the way that we...
Well, and on our stress level.
What happened to me was completely based on stress. And also I would add one other thing. You should know what your genealogy, heredity, DNA, whatever, your genes, because my father had the same sort of thing when the doctor was going through all of the stuff that he needed to analyze what was going on with me. You know, my father started having fibrillations when he was in his 50s. He died of a stroke at 91. He had a couple of strokes before that. But the way that they handle strokes in the 60s, or as the stuff started, he got fibrillations in the 1960s. And through, you know, when he died in 2004, the stuff they gave him was nothing like the statins that are around today. So... there's that, but you need to know what your body is made up of, that is, from whence it comes. Anyway, excuse me, Jennifer, you were saying.
I don't remember.
Hold on.
Take me back. It wasn't strokes. It was, about coronavirus. This is one of my long-term outputs of coronavirus. I had coronavirus, and my brain still hasn't recovered yet. Literally, my short-term memory is just, it's horrific. So
really? Okay.
No, truly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've heard that so much. Yeah.
Really?
It's COVID brain.
It's a swelling of the brain. My question, though, Jen, are you having any follow-up scans done to see if
that's what I was going to say. As much as that's a story that comes out, no one has a real protocol out. My doctor, once we tested negative, is like, okay, see you guys later. No, nothing as far as scans, not even for my parent, not even for my mom, who was actually in the hospital. So I don't know. I think there are certain strains. I think some people are seeing certain things. I think we're seeing it. We're hearing about it more because the athletes who have had it are undergoing lots of stuff. And so then they get talked about. But for the rest of us, I don't think there's any protocol. I think unless you have to ask for it. And this is one of my tough criticisms, going through all this, is that people are constantly building fear in the news media so that really the worst part of coronavirus is sitting at home feeling like you have a ticking time bomb inside of you. And that is what I think we're doing to our friends, our neighbors, our family members. We need to be able to say, when you have this happen, when you feel this, when you feel a flutter, when you feel whatever it is, that's when you need to call your doctor. Because really the scariest part of coronavirus is actually the diagnosis of coronavirus. And it's too bad because there's a lot that you can deal with, a lot you can deal with at home, but nobody, because not all people are the same, no one's got that pamphlet for once you get the diagnosis.
One of the reasons you may have a brain problem is I've been tested twice for the virus. The second time, I thought the guy was going into my eyeball with the sticking the thing up your nose. Man, that's enough. There's trauma enough.
Checking on your eye the hard way.
Right. What can you see? 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The voice of Bruce Williamson, lead singer of the Temptations. He was the second lead. He wasn't the original lead singer for the Temps, because that goes back to the 60s, but he came in, I'm trying to remember, he joined the group in 2006, replacing G.C. Cameron in the group. And Cameron was the one who sang My Girl and Ain't Too Proud and that sort of those songs. But he came in after Cameron left and was there until 2015, 2016. He passed away. He's only 49. He had the virus. So, you know, and I don't know what he'd been in the hospital having his gallbladder removed. And so, that's the one thing about being in the hospital overnight.
Did he catch it in the hospital?
Well, that's the question.
I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah. No, I don't think they know either.
But he was very overweight, if you see pictures of him.
Yeah, big, big, heavy guy. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, that's one of the things that went through my mind when I was in the hospital. And I was talking to somebody who was in the hospital, and one of the nurses, about getting, you know, you go in the hospital, the old ruse about getting sick, you want to get sick, go to the hospital. So that was kind of on my mind, too. But I'm fortunately in good shape, and this guy wasn't. And that, you know, we've all heard from all the doctors that the number one way to get this is to not be in good shape. So anyway, the fact that the Temptations are still in our minds, both of you ladies, even though you didn't grow up with the Temps, you know who they are, right? The music.
Surely. I feel like I saw this guy in concert, actually. My mom and I went with one of her friends to see the Temptations and the Four Tops, and it was really cool. It was just probably, in, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years ago we saw them, so I'd imagine I must have seen this guy.
Yeah, probably. Yep. So anyway, it's one of those things, kind of, again, a sobering reality of, even though I don't want to downplay the reality of what happens, and I want people to get back to it. This is something that sobers you up, one of these stories. And these things are happening every day. You can argue about whether it really is the coronavirus or something else, complications of this or that, but still, when it comes to your health, man, just take good care of yourself. That's it. So that's the story from The Temptations, 26 after, on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. And the next situation that we... focus on happens to surround Patti LaBelle, who has shared some unreleased music, a song called Ain't Nothing But a Feeling. Nothing, N-U-T-H-I-N. Is that really spelled? I guess it is, huh? On the label, would it say that, Victoria?
That's how it's, yeah, that's
Ain't
how it's
nothing
released.
But a feeling. Recorded during
I
her studio.
Like, correct it. That's how she released it.
Autocorrect, right. This is something recorded during a session for her LP, Be Yourself, which was done in 1989. So this is a new digital EP that's on the market now. The Ain't Nothing But a Feeling EP features both the radio edit and extended versions of the Unearthed titled track, as well as Cleaning House Mix and the Ozone Layer Mix by DJ Genius. Is that somebody who, probably not his real name, but I'll go with it. Right, you think, huh?
I think it's a safe bet.
Okay, thank you. Patti LaBelle also collaborated with the DJ on the Be Yourself track, I Got It Like That. The album from 89 also features a pair of tracks penned and produced by Prince. The hit Yo Mister and Love 89, as well as the Diane Warren penned James Bond theme, If You Asked Me To. That's on this thing as well. Patti's last new album was Belle Homage back in 2017. So we have the mix here, right? Ain't Nothing But Feelings. That was
yeah, there were like six different versions of the remix.
What do you think?
I kind of like the original one better. Yeah. I don't like stuff when it gets too remixed. It's kind
too studio-y. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Especially with a voice like hers. You don't need to do too much. Yeah.
No, you don't need it. No, not at all. I still remember when she fell asleep on this program, though, right, Jennifer?
I do.
Forgot about that.
She had a tough night.
Yes, she had. Been performing everywhere. 28 after on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump upping his attacks against his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden.
Biden's a stupid person. You know that. You're not going to write it. You know that.
Trump, speaking with reporters outside the White House yesterday, also saying China's Beijing government would own the U.S. if Biden was elected.
Biden's plan for the China virus is to shut down the entire U.S. economy. He's going to totally rely on somebody to walk up. Yes, sir, it's time to shut it down.
This year's California wildfires setting a new record as over 2 million acres have been scorched across the state, the most of any previous wildfire season. And fire officials note the state's peak fire season normally extends into November. A book written by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is hitting the market today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hundreds of Chicago nurses could walk off the job this upcoming weekend if contract negotiations don't improve. Nurses held a rally last night at the UIC Medical Center. They're fighting for access to PPE, better pay, and better staffing. The union has set a strike date for Saturday. A growing number of American adults are dealing with mental health issues linked to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. That according to a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation. It says it shows that 53% of adults say they have been suffering from anxiety or depression recently, up from 40% in June. Researchers say 11% seriously considered suicide within the last month. And that's a number that jumped to 1 out of 4 in people aged 18 to 24. They find that job loss, money worries, loneliness, and social isolation are major factors. Genetically enhanced mice that travel to the International Space Station are revealing some clues that could lead to health advancements in zero gravity. Published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences yesterday, the study shows the so-called mighty mice produced a molecule that helped prevent against muscle and bone density loss while in space. It also promoted the recovery of muscle and bone mass once they returned to Earth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Time in the old town tonight, or today. It's Tuesday, September 8th. You're listening to the DJV program for today. Live, live, live. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air with an overview of what's happening karmically and otherwise. The story, the thing about karma, I want to talk about Boris Johnson in a second, but I saw what has happened in Saudi Arabia. The final verdicts, ladies, against those 8 different suspects in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Remember that last?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say last year, but it actually was 2 years ago. Can you believe that? 2 years ago, next month, this guy got wiped out, chopped up, and fed to the fish. And so there were 5 people that were trumped up, right? Isn't that, basically that's what we figure happened because they just happened to do the dirty work for the prince. Saudi
well, it became
prince.
An international story, and if it hadn't become that, then this is for show anyway.
But did these guys really do it?
Well, I think it takes more than one person to kill and dismember someone. Yeah. Unless you're Robert Durst, he seems to be okay on his own. But,
right.
You know, other than that, normally it's multiple people, I would think.
Yeah. So,
or one
and I'm not making
man.
Light of Khashoggi's death. I'm just saying this is all theater. This is Saudi Arabia. These guys are probably never going to go to jail. We're not going to know. How are we going to know?
Of course not. You'll never know.
This is just to placate the rest of the world and to get everyone to stop talking about it.
Yeah. Pretty amazing what goes on in the rest of where we think there's some outrageous things going on here. In the name of human control, that's really, humanity has its really wonderful people and has some really horrible people. I guess that's how we learn the good versus bad. That's how would you know what was good or what was bad if it weren't for guys like the Saudi Arabian prince and people who do that sort of thing. All right, well, we've had judgments about Boris Johnson in the past, whether he was good, bad, or indifferent. He's had the virus now. He seems to be finished with that, right? Has he been given a clean bill of health? Is he okay, boring Boris?
He seems to be back to his old self, yeah.
Brexit, yeah.
He's back on Brexit. He's moved beyond COVID. He's back on Brexit, so... essentially what the newest revelation of all this is, they have an October 15th deadline for them to reach an agreement with the EU. I think a lot of people assumed that because of COVID, that deadline would get pushed back. But he made it very clear yesterday that that deadline is a hard deadline. And if they don't have a deal, he says, we're moving on then.
What's the deal? What is the deal? What is the expectation?
It's mostly trade. It's trade, and they haven't figured out state aid, fisheries. Those tend to be the two biggest things. There's so many other intricate workings of how the EU was structured, and Britain was a big part of that. So, you know, remember back when this first began, over 100 British musicians, which is music is one of Britain's largest exports.
Yes.
We don't think of it that way, but it is.
Yeah.
And so over 100 musicians, mostly all very famous and household names, they got together and they were against Brexit. Richard Branson, very famously against Brexit too. Not necessarily because of border controls, because I think COVID has really shut down a lot of border activity in many places. So it really proves that it's not just about borders. There's so many more other things involved in this, and Boris just wants to push through. One of the other things that my family is dealing with, being in the Republic of Ireland, it looks like we're going to have a hard border again between the north of Ireland and the Republic.
See, that's
the Republic
bad.
Is still in the EU.
Bad.
But you know what the truth is? The Irish people in the north and in the Republic, They know that Boris Johnson doesn't care about them. Boris Johnson has no love for Ireland. He never has, and so he doesn't care if the border goes back up again.
So how does
the country erupts into violence again?
You and I both know, having been there, that there's still tensions. What is going to be done?
It's already flaring up again. The way that we have in our country with people on the far left and on the far right and these, like, fringe paramilitary groups and things like that, that's what Ireland has on a much smaller scale because it's, like, the size of the state of Rhode Island. But there are a lot of IRA sympathies, the Irish Republican Army, a lot of sympathies kicking up again for them. It's going to be a lot of violence.
So Sinn Féin and all of those... That same, is it the same sort of thing?
Sinn Féin's a political party. They have
but you
really
know what I mean.
Detached.
Who's the guy that wore
IRA?
Glasses that was the leader of, I'm trying to remember.
I know
his
who
name.
You mean. I can't think of his name either. I know who you mean, though, yeah.
He was the poster boy for this stuff.
Yeah. So Sinn Féin did not win. They came very close to winning the majority in the parliament seats there, but they just lost the majority. The Green Party still is in control, but just barely. But it shows where the sympathies are. People in the Republic of Ireland, they do not. The Brexit thing has been very, it's put them all off kilter, so... And with Johnson not caring and the United States staying firm in that agreement that the United States backs that it's not a hard border. So I don't know where we're going to end up because we have to negotiate with Britain as an independent country and we also have to negotiate.
Didn't
with
we Europe. Already do that? Didn't we? Don't we have a
we
new
did.
Trade deal? Wasn't that sort of the salvation for how the Brits would survive if they were out of Brexit? They made a deal with us.
I don't know if the details...
It hasn't been put to paper,
I think it's kind of a handshake at this point.
Right. Yeah.
So, but if the hard deadline is October 15th, doesn't that need to be done on the part of...
They need us more than we need them, so Boris Johnson's going to have to come to us and figure it out.
Yeah.
I know our politics are really weird right now. Like, I get
ours,
it.
You mean the
West.
Three of us? Or
yeah.
The,
no, I mean, countries. Like, this country. Like, yeah. You know, Kanye West is running and, you know, insert jokes about Joe
back?
Biden or
is
Trump.
Is he still running?
Yeah.
Kanye yeah, West? But he's not on a lot
yeah,
of ballots because he missed.
He's on probably about half the ballots, I would say, right now.
You can write
so,
in, though, if you want to.
He could. But here's the thing. The politics of the Brits are so ridiculous. How many votes on this do you need? I mean, people voted, and now you would think it's time to implement, but it seems like it's just so much infighting in Parliament, and there's all, I don't know. It just seems to me that it's like they're constantly fighting it. I mean, maybe, I guess, you know, I should laugh saying that they're constantly fighting it out, because we're always fighting about something here, but it just, it's a lot. I don't
all right, here's
know
how a fight.
Keep up over there, and there's so many votes and votes again and to exit. Well, didn't you do that already once, like re-votes? I don't know. It just seems very confusing.
What do we do about Julian Assange, who's
I think Julian's going to find his butt on American shores not too in
so?
The not too distant future.
But he's still
oh, yeah.
fighting to avoid extradition.
Of course
here.
He is. What does he face, 18. 175 years in jail?
Right.
Give or take
yeah.
a year.
Give or take, yeah.
18 criminal counts.
And he's not going to have Pamela Anderson bringing him lunch either. It's going to be
secret documents. See, I don't think he may be guilty of other things, but I think what he did was I believe it was a service for the American public. I think we needed to know the things that he released, and I don't think he's a bad guy for that, frankly. But that's just me. I'm motivated by knowing, having the real freedom of information that we don't seem to have anymore in this country for any number of reasons. Secrets here, big deals there, things we don't know about that taxpayers should know about. And that's what really WikiLeaks did, the publication of all those secret military documents. There were a couple of people, I think, that lost their lives as a result of it. But in the end, we know more than we needed to know more, whether we're holding on to it or whether, you know, it's on the tip of our tongue. These days
but do you think
not.
The average American even knows what
well, WikiLeaks that may be the problem. The average American
has
out to lunch about most things, Victoria.
Yeah.
You know that. The
yeah,
average American
just,
doesn't
I mean,
know.
The average American
yeah.
doesn't
hear no
the
evil,
president.
Speak no evil. I know nothing. I know nothing. That's the
I think the scariest
American.
Thing is watching the comedians go out and say, who's the vice president? And people are like,
right.
Yeah, they don't know. So if they don't know who Mike Pence is, then are they even going to know who Julian Assange is? That's doubtful.
Is he better, and this is just a hypothetical, really, but is he better or worse than Edward Snowden?
Both of them are good guys.
I mean, I think they're both after the... Well, I think they're both after the same result. Yeah. It was that Snowden was more of the tech guy, and Julian Assange was more of the front man, sort of, right?
Yeah. I like what they did.
It's
I know that doesn't make me popular in some circles, but I think we need to know this stuff. Too many secrets. Way too many secrets. In this country, the way we're
I don't disagree with that, but there was some information that was released that I always feel like gray area about them because I don't.
Yeah.
I think there is a place for a whistleblower, but they also put a lot of lives in danger, and that's not okay either. So I don't know. To glorify them, I think in one way or the other is just not right.
It isn't that I glorify them. It is that we have too many secrets, and we are not paying attention. The downfall of teaching civics in school, all of these things are, in my opinion, plants, ways to dumb down America so that more people can get away with more crap. There's more, so we have more Dick Cheney's doing what he did when he was running Harbor.
Halliburton.
You know, Halliburton, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need less of that, frankly. Today is Telephone Tuesday. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. All right, the first tin can telephone was named the Lover's Phone, was originated by a British physicist named Robert Hooke back in 1667, believe that or not. And then fast forward to 1886, Reuben Donnelly made the first Yellow Pages directory. Isn't that funny? We don't have any Yellow Pages anymore. No, you have
every
Yellow Pages?
Every once in a while, yes, every once in a while I'll get a Yellow Pages book slammed on my doorstep. But few and far between. There used to be, I mean, even when I moved into my house 10 years ago, there used to be more, you know, phone books that they would dump on the front step. But now they're going out. I don't know what little old ladies sit on in the car anymore.
There's new cushions now. You can there's those things called cushions you can get, Jennifer. In
1877...
The first regular phone line was put up between Somerville and Boston. Somerville is a suburb of Boston, a little to the north and east. That could be the tin can telephone back in 1877. And then fast forward to 2007 when Steve Jobs and Apple released their first iPhone. So what do you think of that? The iPhone is only 13 years old. And how many different versions of these damn things have they? We're up to the 11, right?
12 is going to come out.
Mm-hmm. 12 is now coming out.
Well, and you have to think about there were multiple, within the same number family, there were multiple models. So it's been a lot in just over 10 years.
Amazing. All right, television news. Marie Osmond on the way out. So what's the reason? She gave a reason, but what's the real reason that she's on the outs?
I think her reason might actually be real. She traveled, all last year when she was on, or they just don't have the money and they don't want to pay her because she's a big name. So it could be that. Or she really just got sick of going back and forth. She was doing the Vegas show with her brother, Donnie, and then flying.
But that's over now.
Right, but all of last year, they were still in their final year of the Vegas show. So she was flying back and forth, and it was a busy schedule. And she said they just dropped off their last kid at college, so maybe she and her husband want to spend time alone. I don't know. I think
how many Lifetime Christmas movies does she do?
She's got a couple. I think she has three in the works right now. So she has a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need the money.
Maybe she's just tired of gabbing.
Yeah, it could be, right?
Yeah.
I like her, though. She's usually the ratings went up when she was a guest co-host.
Right.
That's why they
hired
her.
And who knows any of these other people except for Sharon Osbourne? Who knows any of these people that are on the talk? Right?
Who else is still on there?
Well, isn't Darlene from the con? What's her name?
She left.
Sarah Gilbert. She's gone?
She has to do the
Cheryl Underwood?
Time.
Who's she?
She's a comedian.
She's an
if you saw her, you would recognize her.
Mm-hmm. Even Carrie Ann Inaba? I don't even
Carrie
know.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
She's from Dancing with the Stars.
She's still on Dancing with the Stars. She's one of the judges.
And she's really cool. Remember, she was on the she did an interview with us.
She's great. I love her. Yeah. And Eve was a rapper in the 90s, and she's great on the show. I that's the show that I actually watch. No one gets in fights. Sure. It's not like The View.
Yeah, who wants to watch that?
Right.
I noticed that Netflix has made a number of popular shows available now free, original shows, and then there are movies like The Two Popes and The Bird Box from Sandra Bullock. I strongly recommend it. Every time I talk about Two Popes, it's a fabulous movie if you haven't seen it. But then there are all these other TV shows that are on there, and then they have their first episodes of things like Stranger Things. I don't know any of these.
Stranger Things is a series.
Grace and Frankie is... Well, mm-hmm. Wasn't that produced by Netflix in the first place?
Yeah, Grace and Frankie is the... Yep, that's the Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin show. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's... But they stopped producing that, didn't they?
No, not yet. They've got one more season. One more season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so that's good. So if you're... So how does this present? If you're paying... I'm paying like $5.99 a month for Netflix. So when they say free... Is this part of the package? Do you have to pay extra for how does this work?
I don't know of anyone who's paying $5.99. It's one standard fee for Netflix. They don't have packages.
So this is
basically $5.99 might be Hulu because that's what I pay for Hulu.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're right. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So with Netflix, they're trying to bring in new people. So this is the chance. You can watch a bunch of free stuff, see if you like it. And if you're like the one person left on the planet who doesn't already have Netflix, then have at it.
Thank you. All right, Jennifer, tonight on TV, what do we have?
This is kind of fun. A&E has a biography, I Want My MTV, all about the start of MTV. That's A&E tonight at 9 o'clock. Hard Knocks Los Angeles season finale tonight on HBO at 10 o'clock. You can check out the latest with the L.A. Chargers and the Rams.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for Tuesday Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here with me, so we can get the scoop. We were just talking about what we're in the 13th version of the iPhone, right? Is that what we said, 13th? About
iPhone 12 will 12. Be coming out soon. 12. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So now there's a new system from iOS, the 13.
iOS, yeah, iOS 13.7 is the new update.
What
and so, well, it's the newest update on your phone and iPad. And so what they're doing now, if you've already downloaded the newest update or if you have your iPhone set to automatically update, then you already have this tech. It's called Exposure Notifications Express. It's the next phase of Apple and Google's collaboration to aid local, regional, and national governments in tracking and tracing COVID-19 exposure. So Google's going to launch their own version for Android later this month, but Apple is a little bit ahead of this. Back in April, the two companies announced that for the first time they were going to be working together to develop a system that would use Bluetooth hardware in iPhones and Androids to assist in contact tracing. So in Apple's implementation for iOS, users who are in participating states, which right now is Maryland, Nevada, Virginia, and the District of Columbia, that more states are expected to be added to this list, but that's what they're starting with. So essentially what it does is if your Bluetooth is on, then and you're walking around out in public, if someone else has been pinged as someone who has the virus or has had it, then you will get a notification on your phone that you are standing too close to that person. And this is the same tech that a lot of other countries have already used. 20 other countries have developed this same tech. We are, you know, behind, as, you know, we have been, I think, with how we've handled the virus in general, you know, around the world. Other countries are ahead of us on this, and it's really helping to prevent new clusters and new outbreaks. So as soon as someone around you has been contacted by a contact tracer, this helps cut down on the manpower and the individuals calling people And so the tech allows you to know that you're in danger or of being exposed to the virus. So it's one of those stories where I think it's, you know, it's too much tech. I'm not, like, in favor of. But in this case, I think it's actually kind of cool because it gives people some personal autonomy when it comes to how they're handling the virus, and it gives you more information, and you can kind of easily figure out where you should be and where you shouldn't. If you don't want to, if you're at a backyard barbecue and there are 150 people there, and your phone goes off a few times, you might want to leave the barbecue. You know, it's just, I think it's, and without having someone else telling you, it's arming you with information, and then you make the decision on your own. So I actually think that this is a really good thing, and as more states sign on to this, originally Virginia, North Dakota, Wyoming, Alabama, Arizona, and Nevada had actually launched their own notifications within their own state. So now this is on a national level with the iOS 13.7.
Wow. What technology. All right, Samsung's newest Galaxy Z Fold. More information about that Fold 2.
The Geek Out. I went to see the new Christopher Nolan movie, Tenet, so you don't have to. Now, there's simply no way for me to even try to explain what Tenet is about, and I'm pretty sure if I gave you all the plot details, I still wouldn't have spoiled the movie for you. Yes, it's basically an evil guy that wants to destroy the world plot, but it's the most Nolan movie ever, and like most of them, involves manipulation of time that's just really confusing. But if Memento and Inception were algebra, Tenet is college-level trig, but if you like Nolan movies, you'll enjoy yourself. There's also the part of going to the theater during a pandemic, so that's up to you. But if you do go see Tenet and you end up with COVID and an aneurysm, don't blame me.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, up next here, Peloton is preparing to do what?
Two things. Peloton is preparing to launch a cheaper treadmill and a new higher-end bike. So they're going.
What are
going to
do for the people who paid all that money for those damn bikes to
begin
with?
Yeah, that's true. Like they still work. Oh, I don't have a Peloton, but no, I just bought a cheap like one without a screen. The Peloton bikes, the new treadmill is called Tread, and that's going to cost less than $3,000 compared to the current model, which is $4,295. It's going to be smaller, has a cheaper belt design. The existing Peloton treadmill will be continued to be sold as the high end offering, and it's going to be renamed Tread Plus. The new stationary bike is a premium bike called Bike Plus, and it's going to cost more than the current price, which is $2,245. So it's Peloton stock is up 178% this year. So I think they have a market.
Buy. Or is it too late to buy? Maybe it's too late to buy. All right, 59 past the hour on the D.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.